Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I am Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspect of gardening. It's about how we can help you with your garden needs. Wow, October and fall finally is here. Do you think we'll get a frost this weekend? Larry and I took a quick trip to Wyoming to visit our daughter and her family. It was a great time. We spent a day at Yellowstone, and I was amazed at what is there. We were gone when Iowa was having that 90-degree weather. Back to fall-like weather now. I will start moving racks of plants back into the greenhouse. Do you think we'll have frost this weekend? That is the question now we must think about. Being in October, it can come any time. Here's the signs of fall, and we're having them right now. Signs of autumn: flying birds, falling leaves, and fading sunlight. What signs of fall do you see? In our neck of woods, the sign of fall are acorns falling and squirrels scurrying about. Hawks and hummers are starting to migrate. Let's use all five of these senses. The signs of fall start much earlier than the autumn equinox, even if the weather still feels summer-like. Look around you. Observe the birds, the plants, the sunrise, and set. Here's some signs of fall that you might notice. Sunlight. Have you noticed it's darker now in the mornings? The sun is rising later and settling earlier too. The days get noticeably shorter as they get darker earlier each night. If you closely observe the sun's path across the sky, you'll see the arc is shifting south. Did you know that birds and butterflies migrate along with the path of the sun? Autumn air, breathe in. The outdoors begins to smell a little different. Did you smell the air changing? Perhaps you smell the plant leaves browning or the fallen leaves on the ground. Insects, listen at night. You hear the insects singing slower on cooler evenings. In fact, did you know that you can tell the temperature by the crickets' chirp? As the days get shorter and nights get longer, the garden spider spins its web at night, giving it more time to build a larger web during the fall months. A garden spider doesn't find food inside your house. In fact, she eats insects and prevents them from entering your home. Migrating birds, listen. Do you hear the calls of geese flying overhead? Hawks, geese, and swallows are migrating south for the winter. Many readers reported that their hummingbirds have left or are leaving for a warmer climate as early as mid-August. Some butterflies migrate when others stay closer to home and begin to seek shelter for the cooler months. Try to leave some leaf litter for your beneficial insects. Squirrels. If you take regular walks outdoors, you'll see the squirrels are busy. They're collecting ripe brown acorns for their winter stash. Lots of seeds are falling now. Watch for squirrels hiding nuts. According to folklore, if an oak bears much mast, acorns, it forces shadows a long and hard winter. Other life. Of course, another way we find autumn approaching is to observe the plants and fungi. Squash, pumpkins, nuts, apples are ready for harvest. The other vegetables in the garden are slowing down, ending their cycle of growth. Acorns, pine cones, and helicopters fall to the ground. Mushroom and other fungi pop up everywhere. Grass doesn't grow as fast. You also see morning dew. Fall flowers such as aster and goldenrod are blooming. When you walk outdoors, seeds will stick to your jacket or socks. Some tree leaves are already falling, and the leaves of many of the trees are starting to change color. Observe the reds, oranges, yellows, and browns of falling leaves. Interesting, leaves not change because of the cooler temperature alone. Weather. It's not just the tree's colorful clothing that changes. It's our own. Shorter days means cooler weather coming. The air begins to feel crisper, especially in the morning. The direction of the wind changes and windy days become more common. Hurricane and tropical storms begin to happen. Get ready to add a layer of clothes for a walk in the woods, add a soft blanket to the sofa, and get cozy. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's garage. If you knew some work you'd like him to do for you, just give him a call or stop in. Larry has spots open for appointments, so if you need any work done, he's still working and open, so give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks, and stay well. The next part of the radio show, sharing message I've done for over 26 years. Thanks to all they tell me, they hear me on the radio, and they enjoy the messages. I am only the messenger in all this message and in doing the work in the greenhouse. It's the Lord's hand in all of it. It is His work through me. Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known or understood the mind of the Lord so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ and do hold the thoughts of his heart. You have the mind of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, we are told that we have the mind of Christ. This statement overwhelms many people. If these were not the words of the Bible, they wouldn't believe it. But Paul was not saying we're perfect or never fail. He's telling us that we can think spiritual thoughts because Christ is alive within us. Thankfully, for no longer have to think the way we once did, we can begin to think as he does. Another way to look at this is to point at the promise God spoke through Ezekiel. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I'll put within you, and I'll take away the stone heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit within you. Your mind, heart, and spirit are new in Christ, and you're growing spiritually and becoming more like him each day. That's something to be thankful for. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you have given me the mind of Christ. I no longer have to dwell on anxious, fearful, insecure thoughts. Because of Jesus, my mind is renewed, and I can think positive, joyful, faith-filled thoughts about my life. In your name we pray. Amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Thanks to all of you that listen to this program, and please be safe this harvest season. Blessings, Larry and Becky.